As one of the decent boys, I can tell you this is the rottenest show on radio. Here comes the Colonel.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It seems the crazies never end. That's the problem we have. Our studio is in this building, and we share it with a lot of other studios. And down the hall, the auditions for Comedy Central, they sneak in here and pull gags on us unexpectedly, and we never know what's coming next. Anyway, welcome back. The second half hour of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation, homeland security, cybersecurity. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. Today we have with us Matthew Haas. He's the go-to-market technical specialist and fellow at PTC. Matthew is going to be showing the things that PTC is about at the Metricon conference. It's going on the 22nd of this month at the Arlington Convention Center. This is the 28th straight year for Metricon, sponsored by Lockheed Martin and Encore. And as a matter of fact, produced by IEEE, the Engineers Association. And when we left Matthew at the last half hour, we were talking about the control systems that become so elaborate, and now how they're going into our homes and our private areas and controlling our cars and everything else. And the questions that I have is security, and what are we doing to prevent sabotage? And so when Matthew comes back, he's going to address that for us. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. But right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set to answer today's query. Rummage around in the coin jar just a minute and see if we can awaken the spirit of the fountain.
Welcome to the Fountain of Useless Information. How can I help you?
Yes, of course, we've thrown in the coins, and that has awakened the spirit of the fountain, who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all for a price. All right, O spirit of the fountain, let's see what you know about the Middle East. What is the easternmost country on the Arabian Peninsula? The easternmost country on the Arabian Peninsula is what? Oh, spirit of the fountain.
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell the other.
Aha! We cannot fool the spirit of the fountain. He knows all, hears all, sees all. The easternmost country on the Arabian Peninsula is, yes, of course, it's Oman. Yeah, Oman. All right, on with our show. Yes, the wonderful strains of the Science News Studio Band. Okay, now we're going to get back with our interview with Matthew Haas. He's an engineering fellow. Matthew Haas is get-to-market technical specialist and fellow at PTC. Fascinating conversation we had in the previous half hour. We were talking about the complex operating systems that industry has been using now for a while, and now available, even down to us. Our biggest concern led to questions from me about security, which I'm always asking about, always concerned about. And so we're going to get back to our interview with Matthew, and that's what we want to talk about. Security for the operating systems that are so complex and so necessary, it seems, for our way of life. And what about the cloud? I mean, what do we have to look for there? Incidentally, Matthew and PTC are going to be presenting at October 22nd at the Arlington Convention Center, showing the software and other things that PTC does, doing a nice demonstration. Metricon is going on. It's the 28th straight year for Metricon. So if you want to find out more about Metricon, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link for Metricon.
Now with things like AI and the rest of it, you've got this not only the ability for complex, inexpensive control systems, but you can have this for your house as well, with different aspects of it, artificial intelligence. intelligence is going to change some of this. And as always, we need to be careful and have certain aspects. There's been some very smart people who said we need to be careful with artificial intelligence and make sure that we still have people with morals and values and can understand these things in charge. But I think we're going to have smarter and smarter connected systems. But we need to be careful. I think it was Douglas Adams, Terry Pratchett, another famous Briton, who said that human stupidity is more than a match for artificial intelligence. So we need to be careful with this as well. Again, computers will do exactly what you tell them to do, and that's always their problem, but that's their greatest aspect. So I just see systems becoming more and more connected, and smart systems actually working with people to help solve some of the world's problems. I think the biggest one we're going to find in the future that needs to be solved is power and water. And smart grids are going to help with this. And we need to come up with better ways of purifying water, because this is going to be where some of the conflict areas are. But a lot of people are working on these areas, and I think it's going to help a lot.
Wow. Wow, that's quite a picture we have there. I was reminded the other day, too, about everybody wanting to move everything to one spot in the cloud, and how the cloud, where is the cloud, and how vulnerable is the cloud? Is it even located on U.S. soil, and that sort of thing? Do you have any thoughts for us about the security in the cloud?
Yeah, it's one of those things which, again, is a problem that we're going to have to solve, and I'm not sure how. As Einstein said, we need to use different ways of thinking to solve the problems that we created. Otherwise, we'll never solve them. And the cloud is certainly a wonderful thing, because it means we have direct data access to all our data wherever we are. And again, it goes back to what we started with the security aspects of it. It also means that if we're not careful, everyone else does. The cloud, as it currently stands, gives us both data ubiquity as well as the ability to do this remote processing. And it certainly has its purpose, but I'm also thinking we're going to have, as I said, the remote processing nodes, because there is some systems that you don't want, data systems you don't want in the cloud. And we're going to have to see what the best way is to solve those issues. The more I look into the cloud, the more I like it, but the more I see that we're going to have to be careful how it evolves over time. People thought the DOD, I was in a conference for DOD IT, they were looking at this, I think 8 years ago, and everything was about the secure cloud, which they were looking at as something of a goal, but many people are looking at it as an oxymoron. So we'll have to see where that evolves over time. The question about the future is one that I get asked about on a regular basis, but in terms of where we're going, it's going to be an interesting future. And the thing about the future is it's never what you think it is. And it's why I like being in the OMG and in COSY and these other conferences, because you've got a whole lot of people who, as you say, are smarter than you, and they're actually pushing your brain constantly and having you go into areas which you never even thought of.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about my job. And I'll keep doing it while it's fun, and it's a whole lot of fun at this point.
Matthew Hodge, you've been just absolutely a fascinating guest, and we've really encumbered upon your time, and can't tell you how much we really appreciate you being with us. Matthew Hodge is the go-to-market technical specialist and a fellow at PTC, who's sponsoring the MetroCon conference at Arlington October 22nd. And thank you so much for being with us, Matthew.
Wow, it was a fascinating conversation, and you took it some interesting places, I have to say. Well, thank you, Colonel. I do appreciate your time, and I do appreciate this opportunity to help promote PTC and all the good works that it's doing. And good luck with the MetroCon conference.
And you're tuned to the Science News Radio Network, also webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz. And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to the this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now, we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
In terms of an approach to maybe innovation, I would say that you should always start asking, how should something actually be? And then go and find a way to make it that way, as opposed to starting with what you know to be existing capability and then trying to incrementally improve it. So, you know, ask yourself, if you're developing a product for someone to use, how should it work ideally? What should the experience of that user be? And then ask what technological capabilities out there could be put to use, maybe in combination, to get you there. So that's sort of a an approach, if you will, to moving forward technologically.
I am Adam Cohn, professor at Southern Methodist University, clinical associate professor and director of the SMU Laboratory for Additive Manufacturing, Robotics, and Automation.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
I am waiting for you.